bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I have is yours, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, hallelujah, withholding nothing, I give myself away. Oh God, yes Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, yes Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I kneel. God, I thank you. I bless you, God. I give you the glory, God. I give you the honor, God. Oh, you are worthy, God. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, bless the name, holding nothing, I'm holding nothing, I give it all to you, I give it all to you, Lord, I give it all to you, Lord, I give it all to you. Withholding nothing, I give myself away. Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I want is you, Lord. I'm hungry for you, Lord. I'm desperate for you, God. We exalt you, O Lord. and I lift my hands to you, to worship you, O Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. And so everything in me says yes to your will. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul says yes. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Mm. Oh, God. Oh, my soul says yes. Oh, God. My soul says yes. Yes, Lord, yes. My soul says 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 yes. To your will, Lord. My soul says yes. To your will, Lord, yes. Oh, my. To your will, Lord, yes. Hey. To your will, Lord, yes. 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 To your way, 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 Lord. To your word, yes. Hey, to your word, yes. 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 I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, I give myself away. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give myself to you, Lord, so you can use me. Here I am. Thank you, God. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Greeter, are you there?
I am here. Can you? Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning in repentance, Father God. We come to you humble, Father God. Father God, we come to you bold, Father God. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, Father God. If we said anything or did anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, Father God, we ask you to forgive us. Oh, Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, starting us on another day, Father God, that you blessed us and breathed on us and touched us this morning and woke us up. Father God, we just ask you to go this morning, Father God, and be the doctor that you are, the lawyer that you are, the healer that you are, the judge that you are, Father God. Father God, for we cannot do it without you, Father God. We need you every hour, every second, every minute of the day, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you for protecting us all night long as we slept, Father God. Father God, we ask you to release your angels this morning, Father God, on all assignments, Father God, around the world, Father God. For we need you in this pandemic, Father God. We need you in this time of despair, Father God. Father God, we ask you to protect our children, Father God, as they go on their journey today, Father God, throughout the schools, Father God. We just ask you to dispatch your angels, Father God, and protect them from any harm, hurt, or danger, Father God. We ask you to cover them with the blood, Father God, for we know it's power in the blood. Father God, we just thank you for all that you do, Father God. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do, because you don't have to do it, but you did. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father God, we thank you for your love and compassion, Father God, that you get for your people, Father God. For we know we are nothing without you, Father God. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to continue to touch this TMC family, Father God, and dispatch your angels, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch our speaker this morning, Father God, to say, bring the word, Father God, to feed our soul, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who came and died for all our sins so we could have eternal life. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for being who you are, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. For you hold all power in your hand. And we thank you this morning, Father God. We love you, Father God. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch all bodies that need healing this morning, Father God. We ask you to come and spread your power, Father God. Touch and heal among the land, Father God. For we need you in this time of desperation, Father God. In this pandemic, Father God. Father God, we thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Honorable Senator. Take it away.
Thank you so much. And good morning. Good morning, Brother Darrell. This is a joyful and a beautiful day. I see you have God going on this morning. I am so grateful. Thank you for greeting us with that powerful, powerful tag. Hallelujah. Give it all to God. I give it up to him today. And that powerful, powerful prayer. We thank you this morning. And we also thank our songers, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts, for that awesome, awesome praise and worship this morning. I give myself away. Hallelujah. So you can use me. My name is Cynthia Cox and reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just share a little bit about this awesome blessed call. I am so excited to be a part of this journey today. On October 2010, two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. I can say hallelujah this morning. And we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But here I cried out, Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. Amen. As we begin our day, we have a website that you can visit 24/7 when things get heavy on your mind. Hallelujah. You've got a website that you can go 24/7. TheMastersCall.net. TheMastersCall.net. All the messages has been archived on that site, as well as the body of our awesome speakers. Let me just share you this theme for 2021. With God's strategic shift and protect, selling, holding, standing for being established and supernatural revealed. That's reading from Mark 16:15-20. If you believe by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry as greeted as Brother Darrell, as a host, as yours truly, or a song as Reverend Dr. Bacola Rollins, or a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer journal, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But Friday, we have the second half of this call, and you can have a treat. You can share your praise report live. So we ask everybody to stay the second half of our call. That's tomorrow. Okay, the Phenomenal Company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We're now called Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthy. And as I share, wealthy, and you also can share with anyone that come 3 feet of you. The New Morning Motivation Call is held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of these wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or Cricket, please use our free bypass number. Call that first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Thursday. And we got testimony on Thursday. We ask everyone to join us after this call. And also, I will just share with you, everyone, to please your Facebook. Check your back office frequently. Look at what's up app, what's on, what's new, what's going on. And stay connected to our awesome Artist Life Company. We so appreciate you do that. But let me just share with you, I'm going to stop right now, because we have a speaker that doesn't need an introduction, but I'm excited this morning to be able to do a show. I'm just looking at her highlights, because she's so powerful, and she has some information, and, you know, I don't want to just keep saying her bio, because she's one of our co-founders on the Master's Call here. Her name is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Reverend Dr. Vanessa was called into ministry. And she enrolled in Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in January 1990. Reverend Dr. Vanessa completed her mathematics and BA Industrial Engineering Technology. And a degree from Spelman and the Southern Technical Institution. She later received her Master in Christian Education in 1992, a Master of Divinity in 1994, at Oral Roberts University. She's President. Reverend Dr. Vanessa serves as one of the associate ministers at the Mount Carmel Baptist Church, where Reverend Dr. Clarence Italia is her senior pastor. She also is the Artist Rep. I can just go on and on about her, but I don't, you know, she's a history buff, so I don't want to hold this information up. Let her go, and she's going to share some with you, and she's going to bless your socks off, and let me just stop right now. Let me introduce you to some and present to none other person I love dearly, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Right Reverend, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. I love you dearly also. Thank you for hosting our call this morning. We so appreciate you. And yes, 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 my dear sister, my co-founder, Dr. Pacola Roberts, thank you so much for truly leading us into the presence of the Lord. William McDonald, he had nothing on you this morning. You give your life away. This beautiful rendition of songs, and we so love and appreciate you stepping up, raising your hand to usher us into God's presence. So thank you so much, co-founder. We appreciate you this morning, followed by our dear brother Daryl Meekins of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for greeting and seating our entire family, giving us those scriptures to feed our faith and encourage our hearts. We so appreciate you and all that you do and have brought to this TNC call. You are so precious and important to us. So thank you for this team. To our entire Master's Call family, love scrolling up and down this board, seeing so many names and numbers and people we are so blessed to have who regularly support us. And welcome to the newest ones who've been calling in regularly to support the Master's Call. We are so grateful and utmost humbled by your support. We are looking forward, coming up quick on October 25th. We will be 11 years young. When we started this call in 2010 on October 25th, and by the grace of God, we have never missed not one Monday through Friday. We have been right here in our place, positioned and poised to hear a right now word from the Lord. So we thank each and every one of you, whether you were with us at the very beginning or just this is your first time on and all in between. We are grateful for your support, for this is truly our mission as we were birthed and created out of a need to support artists' life in prayer. And we have remained diligent and consistent and focused to that through the years. We are so grateful for the many other companies that are represented, we know, on this slide. So we're appreciative for the teamwork that makes the dream work in the spirit. Well, there is a continual word from the Lord this morning. Just have been in a different place and space that I often enter in while we are in times of prayer and fasting. Again, by the direction of our co-founder, Dr. Pakola, we have entered a season of consecration of prayer and fasting. And Matthew 17:21, if you want to know exactly where the instructions come from, in that 21st verse of Matthew 17, it tells us that some things do not come out but by prayer and that conjunction and fasting, not or, but prayer and fasting, meaning we petition heaven, we bombard the atmosphere with the word, we assign our angels to go on assignment, but and there's still more work to do. We crucify the desires of our flesh so that we can be found faithful and sensitive to the voice of God. We are in a interesting place in time and in destiny here in America. So much hangs in balance. And I want to really speak to you under the unction of the office of the prophet that I walk in to make sure that we have the right mindset, that you hear the voice of the Lord this morning. Now, Father, I pray as I deliver your word this morning, that these your people have ears to hear and a heart to receive this right now Rhema word, that it saturates their hearts and illuminates in their understanding that it is a fixed fight, and we read the book, back of the book, and we know we win. But in the meantime, there is work for each and every one of us to do. Father, you've equipped us with your paraclete, your Holy Ghost, who leads and guides us and orders our steps and equips us to make it to the end, call that destiny place of success. So, Father, let your hand make decrease as you increase being in me. Let my mouth be as the pen of a ready writer, as I write upon the tablets of their heart what thus said the Lord. No, nothing more and nothing less. And we give you the glory for it all. Our topic and title for today is Adversity is God's University. Adversity is God's University. And the subtitle I really want you to hang your faith on: Just learn the right lessons. Just learn the right lessons. One of the best texts when I was trying to hear from God, what would be the best support text for what he was saying to me, he took me to those familiar passages that we all know, really chapters of Exodus, and that's what we're going through right now in Exodus, chapters 37 through 50. Chapters 37 through 50, we know the story of Joseph, but we want to hear some life lessons. I know already I won't finish this, but I want to begin this journey. We know the story of Joseph the dreamer having a dream, and many will debate whether he had wisdom with that dream as he shared it with his father and his brothers, but he came from a place of a promise. God showed him a dream and went from the pit, and we know from that pit his brothers put him in, he ended up rescued from the enemy in the palace and from the palace of Potiphar's house, just trying to live right for the Lord. There's some lessons to learn. He ended up in the prison, and even in that prison for many, many years before he reached the manifestation, the omega of that promise he had almost 17 years earlier to be the prime minister, second in charge of the land. Adversity is God's university. Just learn the right lessons. See, we all start off with a promise from God in his word. His promises are yea and amen. His dreams he gives us, his visions he pulls back the veil of heaven and shows us, his prophetic words that are spoken into our hearts and resonate in our spirits. We've all had those divine encounters where God's pulled back the veil, and at our place of alpha, standing flat-footed at a place and time, he shows us, reveals to us, exposes us to his ultimate desire for us in that omega. But yes, you've heard me talk about so many times. There's an in the meantime, there's a journey that we have to keep our joy so that we reach that place called destiny. And for America, the last, really now more than 18 months, we've had a rough journey. We've been spoiled here in America. We've been the promised land for so many people. We, with all of our problems, with all of our inconsistencies, have represented a model of democracy that not other nations and places of the world have ever seen. If you've been blessed to be able to live outside of America, visit outside of America, you appreciate America even the more. But just like the devil, you know, old Slewfoot, he wasn't going to leave America out and was going to test us at the places of utmost in our inconsistency. What do you mean? You know, that inconsistency with abortion, inconsistency with homosexuality, the inconsistency with racism and sexism that we try to smooth over. And yes, America is great, but there's some acne, there's some hiccups from hell, there's some rough places that the Lord is smoothing out in this season, but we, the people of God, must make sure through this season of adversity and God's university, we're learning the right lesson. So let's start off with the promise that each and every one of us have. Our promises are different. Like everybody has a different fingerprint. God has a different assignment. Even if we're both called to be evangelists, there's some prophetic evangelists. There's some who are strictly the teaching evangelists. There's some who get a hoop on, like our co-founder kind of evangelist, who can rile you up, motivate you, make you believe in yourself. And all of them have a place and a space for furthering the kingdom of God. So it's all of us understanding our promises, like Joseph when he was shown a dream, when God told him that he would see like sheaves bowing down, that his brothers would be bowing down to him. And of course, as the younger, they were like, who do you think you are? And not understanding. And want to talk about first that the enemy will always fight our vision. The enemy, not maybe he'll fight, always will fight our vision, our dream, our goal, our God-ordained destiny. He'll fight those prophetic words. John 10:10 always has given us his job description, and his motif has never changed. Satan comes as a thief to kill, steal, and destroy. He hasn't changed through the years, through time. He may use different methods, but he's still the devil. He still has an agenda, which is to take each and every one of us out of here, to make us prematurely give up all those dreams and visions, to misunderstand the adversities that come, and we'll often quit, you know, take our marbles and go home and say, this kind of stuff is not for me. This is too hard, Lord. But everything you need is in the house. Lay hands on your own belly this morning. Prophesy to your own self this morning. Everything you need is in the house. It's inside of you. God's wired you, equipped you, downloaded into you. Everything you need to make it through this adversity university, so you'll get your diploma of being a woman, a man of God, full of faith and God's fire. Understanding that there is a real fight. What's our responsibility, Dr. B? Glad you asked. We have a responsibility when any kind of adversity comes at us. Daily. We got to have a prayer life. We got to stop this periodically talking to God. We've got to learn to daily talk to Daddy. Oh, well, thank you, Father. I like that. Daily talk to Daddy. He is my Daddy God. I don't know about you. See, yesterday was a really kind of melancholy day for me. It was my Daddy's birthday, and first birthday in 9.5 years that him and my mother worked together. So I said, I know she was taking care of my daddy up there in heaven yesterday. It was President Barack Obama's birthday, my dear friend Bernadette Owens. It was her birthday, and I was celebrating how we all have some adversities, and when we celebrate the accomplishments, we have to remember there's some daily responsibilities, and we cannot grow weary in well-doing. Yes, we may have to sit for a rest break, a woosah, God, these fiery arrows are coming. All of us have had those feeling overwhelmed. Come on, 2020 was an overwhelming year, and most of this year, and now we hear about the Delta variant. That's why I'm talking about this, because I don't hear in my spirit it getting better before it gets worse, and I need to help the saints of God get their minds battle ready, get their hearts ready for the journey, not to grow weary, but to hold the horns of the altar even harder, to say, God, I know you've got it, and utmost, you got me. How do you get me? By me daily praying. That Joshua 1:8, meditating, chewing on his word, spending time in his presence to get the nourishment from heaven to fortify your soul. We have to not negotiate our prayer time in this season when the adversity is all in the midst and around us. We must make space and have the time to talk to Daddy God daily so that you'll feel your help coming on. We have to have a fasted lifestyle. Yes, we are on this 21-day journey, but there should be a lifestyle of fasting and prayer, a lifestyle of telling your flesh, you're not running this show, a lifestyle of learning how through fasting to be spirit-led and not carnally led. We know what the word says in Romans 8 about being flesh-led, carnally-led, is enmity against God. Your flesh will always want its way. It's not going to ever give up. It's not going to ever tell you, I don't feel like praying. It's never going to tell you, I don't feel like being nice to them right now. Your flesh, man, these house suits we're in, these house suits that just are the house for the anointing, they can get right spoiled sometimes. And fasting crucifies our flesh to understand where we're going. And then we have to have regular Bible study. You can't speak the word, announce to the atmosphere the word, decree and declare the word if you don't know the word. We've got to spend time knowing the word. I've never seen such a generation that doesn't know the word, you know, that is ignorant of the word. Ignorance is different than stupid. Ignorance means you just don't know. You know, we all grew up knowing the 23rd Psalms. We all grew up in my community of faith. I grew up, everybody knew the Lord's Prayer. Some of you, when we sing these old hymns, you're looking around like, I don't know that. You only know the contemporary artists, and a lot of their lyrics sometimes don't even tell the story of going through the adversity in God's university. I'm going to have to stop here and continue on because I want to help us understand that we have to learn the right lessons. Today, adversity, stop cursing your valley. The richest fruit grows in the valley. Just build the roots to go deeper in God so you can sustain this season and come forth with producing good fruit. Just learn the right lessons. Back to you, Minister Cynthia. We'll continue next time we're together. Right, Reverend Minister Cynthia. Now I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that powerful message. I tell you, when you say adversity is God university, you just learn a higher lesson. Hallelujah. And thank you so much for that profound word this morning. I so appreciate you. When you come back, we will close out in a benediction after a few announcements. I am so grateful this morning. Father God, we come before you and say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you have already done. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you, like, hallelujah, for the results. And we will not thank them more, Lord. We thank you for just being you all by yourself this morning. We thank you for Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wexler, that awesome message this morning. Adversity is God University. Just learn the right lesson. Hallelujah. I picked up on this, Lord. I said, my daily talk with Daddy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, we thank you. We praise you this morning, Father God. Lord, we ask that you bless Reverend Dr. Vanessa over and over again. Lord, give her a blessing that she cannot even contain. Lord, we love and adore her in everything she does. God, we love you in Jesus' name. Let us lift up. We lift up this morning our co-founders. Hallelujah. The outstanding co-founder, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts. Hallelujah. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wilson for keeping us encouraged with you, Lord. We thank you for every one who joined us here on the call this morning and thought it was not robbery. We pray for every DS Daily On family for sharing artists' life worldwide. We lift up every staff member to keep our products in our homes. Lord, we pray for everyone that's comfort them this morning, that have problems in their body this morning. Lord, we lift up my sister, Lord, which I was admitted in the hospital last night, Lord Jesus. We pray for Minister Sharon Stout's family, Lord. We pray for Minister Wanda. We pray for Minister Ruth. Lord, the list goes on and on. Hallelujah. I just want to say lift it. Go by the Lord and touch their body like never before, Lord. We lift up Minister Ambria going to Africa, Lord. Protect her while she travels the world. We pray for everyone that's having bereavement family this morning, Lord. You know them name by name, family by family. Go and comfort them like never before. Those who mourn, for they will comfort them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. I know everyone wants to go back and listen to this powerful message this morning, and I want to share this number that you spread the word, spread the word. I love spreading the word, hallelujah, this morning. Let me give you the playback number for this powerful message. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. That PIN number is 957-677-957-pound. As I shared with you before, please look in the back office of your WhatsApp app and stay in touch with your hottest life goodness opportunity. Well, let me just share what you get. The new morning motivation call is right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-pound. I think your host is Manager Denise, say, and Deborah. I just want to say thank you, Minister Brother. We're going to say Minister Darrell for greeting us this morning, opening us in that powerful prayer. We thank you, Minister Reverend Dr. Pacola, for praise and worship, ushering us in. And we thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherly, once again for this powerful message this morning. Would you close us out in a benediction, please?
Amen. Thank you. As I lovingly call her, our right reverend, honorable minister, Cynthia Cox. Remember, in the midst of this adversity in God's university, we're learning the right lessons. And first, keep your joy, because that prophet Nehemiah told us in Nehemiah 8:10 that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Stay sensitive to his voice during this time of prayer and fasting. And know that we've read the back of the book, and we win. We're just going to walk this season out with the hope and the integrity of Christ in our heart. Father, I just thank you that these your people had ears to hear and a heart to receive your word today. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of us and remind us of the overcoming faith that resides in each and every one of us. Now, as we prepare to leave this call, but never your presence, Father, just order our steps, fortify our faith, and let us keep that laser focus on you and your word, so that we will be the bright lights, the ambassadors, the ministers of the marketplace, wherever we go. And we will covenant with you, keeping our part of the contract, to give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hope to hear many of you, most of you, on our testimonial Thursday in just a few minutes. The rest of you have an absolutely awesome, blessed day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.